This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. Homes in northern Colorado are selling faster than they have in years. I am talking this morning with Northern Colorado Business Report publisher Jeff Nuttall about the trend and what brokers have to say about it. Hi, Jeff.
Good morning.
So this sounds like good news for sellers and, of course, real estate brokers, too. What are the details?
Well, very simply, now that the economy is improving, houses are moving much more quickly, Erin. But what's really interesting is that things are heating up so fast. In some cases, houses are on the market for less than a day before being purchased. Some never even make it to the multiple listing service. And brokers are also dealing with multiple offer situations for the first time in a long time.
Right. Well, this is definitely good news for sellers, especially maybe it's making buyers a little bit frazzled. Just how active has the market gotten?
Well, the latest data from Information and Real Estate Services, better known as IRIS, shows that the average amount of time a home spends on a market in Loveland has dropped by 23% year over year in February to just 110 days. Fort Collins and Greeley have seen similar, albeit less dramatic, decreases, with Fort Collins' average days on the market dropping by 17.4% from February 2011 and Greeley falling by 8.6%. Another way of looking at it is to consider time to offer. In the first 2 months of 2013, homes priced at $300,000 and below spent an average of just 61 days on the market before an offer was made. In the first 2 months of 2012, that number was 98 days. During the recession, a home could spend as much as 120 days on the market before an offer was made, twice as long as today.
That's a pretty significant difference. Any guesses about what is causing this?
A few items, pent-up demand and low interest rates, are combining to create market conditions, much like those we saw in the 90s. In addition, more people are transitioning from renting to owning, and some existing homeowners are electing to move up to larger houses now that the economy is recovering.
What about home builders? Are they back to work to help get some more homes on the market?
They are, but we know that that's not an instant solution. In Fort Collins alone, the number of residential building permits issued in 2012 was more than six times larger than it was in 2011. But getting permits and building homes takes time and isn't filling the demand just yet. One broker told us that there's an eager buying public out there that doesn't have anything to buy.
Well, speaking of an eager public, is there one particular demographic that is searching for a home?
Well, it seems as though that there's a variety of buyers on the market right now. Aside from conventional buyers, investors are contributing to the trend. Low rental vacancy rates in northern Colorado have caused many investors to buy up distressed or foreclosed homes to use as rental properties. People moving here from elsewhere in the country have also put pressure on the housing market.
Right. So how long has this trend been going on? And really, how rare are these conditions?
Well, one source told us that this situation hasn't been seen for some 20 years, and it's been picking up steam now for nearly a year. Real estate is a cyclical industry, as you know, with home buying usually picking up in the spring and summer and then tapering off. As is typical, demand increased in the spring of 2012, but then never slowed down. Now the market is entering spring 2013 with even greater demand than last year. In total, the first 2 months of 2013, $180 million worth of homes in northern Colorado have been sold. This is according to IRIS. To compare, in 2012, that number for the same period was just $128 million.
We'll have to see if that continues.
Hopefully so.
Jeff Nuttall is the publisher at the Northern Colorado Business Report.